Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. Heard the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love fantasy is
the Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. 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 Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with the Divas. You got Miss Mo Better, yours truly. Yeah.
Sorry.
And we got Storm and we got Ray in the building.
Hey, ladies.
Good evening.
Greetings.
How's everybody's evening going?
Awesome. I can't complain. Ray Queen said, greetings, Seven.
Greetings. Well, folks, you are live over here at GQ Palace Radio. Shout out to Rich Money in the back and Storm running the boards in the building. This is an adult show. This is an adult show. We do promote 18 and older callers. However, if you have children in the room, you use that at your own discretion. Sometimes the context can get a little heavy sometimes, but we try to keep our civil tongue over here, GQ Palace Radio. We're not biased. We're not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix anybody. However, we'll support you if we can. If you have anything that you would like to discuss on the show or would like for us to discuss and put out on our platform, you send an email to our CEO and producer at GEEQUE002@gmail.com, and that's in all lowercase letters. So just hit us up, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. We're on all social media platforms. So you just hit us up, and we will discuss something on the show. We're not here to air anybody out, so our mail is anonymous unless you ask us to disclose who you are. But with that being said, I think we have a very interesting show tonight, ladies, and I want to know if y'all are ready.
Yes. I definitely agree. Just happy to mess with you guys today. I'll be in and out, but I'm in the building with you guys. I'm so excited. Okay, ready for the pop. Ready.
Yes, indeed. We're going to get started because this topic that we have tonight, everybody's talking about it. It's on national news, and it really touches home, and mainly for Black people. In this day and age, we're still having to defend who we are, you know, and it's sad. The whole situation is sad, and I don't know. Well, let me back up a little bit. Tonight we're speaking about When They See Us, which is a five-part miniseries on Netflix. I don't know if everybody has seen it. I don't know if you ladies have seen it.
I've seen it. I was ready. You mentioned it last week, Diva, and I made sure that I watched it.
Okay.
I'm in the process. I'm on part two, actually, as we speak.
I didn't know anything
about it until my daughter mentioned something about it, about a petition that they were signing because one of the prosecutors or whatever, the lead prosecutors, also holds a spot high at her college. And they were signing a petition to investigate her and get her out of there. However, by the time most people went to sign the petition, she had resigned the other day.
She resigned. Yes.
She resigned. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. So for anybody that does not know what the story is about, it's about the Central Park Five, which was in 1989, where five young Black and brown children were wrongfully convicted for rape and an assault on a white jogger, this white lady that was jogging. She was really beat up brutally, and they arrested and coerced and then convicted five minor kids. They were all minors except for one. One of the children that was arrested, which is Corey, and out of the whole entire series, he did the hardest.
Yes, he did. Oh, my God.
He only went to the precinct to support his friend.
Right.
Friend. You understand? So what happened is they made him a suspect when he got down there. So now that witch Linda don't pay fair, whatever her name is, you know, she, you know, had them chucking up false charges, you know, because, you know, now she's saying that the movie was making up stuff and that's not how it went. Naturally, that's what she's going to say.
Of course.
That's what's going to happen. But you know what's happening is because when stuff like this has happened, that people are wrongfully convicted, and I don't want to hear that it was a mistake on anybody's behalf because it wasn't. There was no mistake there. They knew what they were doing, and they knew what they wanted to do. They just wanted they wanted to say that we arrested these five young black boys and that they were guilty because they were in the park that night. And, you know, it's sad because now their lives, even though their cases were exonerated, you know, they have a clean record, people still are going to look at them sideways. You understand? Because not only that, black people don't really own anything, like major corporations and places that can employ these people. You know, not here in New York where they're from. Well, four of them have moved down to Georgia. They're married with children. The only one that remained in New York is Corey. Corey White is still here in New York. And they've awarded them $41 million, which they will have to split evenly. And he donated $180,000 to help with, like, prison reform and different things like that. So it's just sad because, again, they've missed out on their entire youth, that time when they're supposed to be playing and doing stuff and, you know, getting prepared to go to college and stuff like that. And it's not to say that they can't go to college now. I'm sure they probably have since this has happened. You know, because they did between 7 and 13 years.
I was going to ask how much time they did in jail.
Yes, 7 to 13 years.
Right.
Corey
wow.
did the most time. Corey did 13 years. And what happened is once he got, and I'm sorry if this is a spoiler for people who haven't seen it, but when towards the end, when they were, you know, he was going to the parole board wanted him to admit that he was guilty for the crime that he did. He kept saying no, so they kept denying parole. So the last time when, you know, his mother ended up getting saved and she was like, listen, you let God handle you. The enemy can't do nothing to you. So the last time when it was time for him to go up for parole, what he did, he denied the meeting. He said, no, I'm not going to parole because they want me to admit to something that I didn't do. But my point, so he said, I'm going to max out because I know I'm not guilty. So, you know, my point is what's going to happen is this stuff is going to continue to happen because the law enforcers or, you know, they're not being penalized for wrongfully accusing people.
Right.
They're not being held accountable. The city pays these people off, and then it's back to business as usual for these lying ass prosecutors and these crooked ass cops.
But that's the problem that I have, though. Not for nothing. That's the problem I have, because when you think about it, yes, you're paying me millions and millions of dollars, but there's no amount of money that really helps replace my life for all those years and all the trauma and all the abuse and everything I went through. There's no amount of money you could possibly give me. So you figure, so pretty much you're putting a dollar amount on what you believe is fair, to be honest.
Right. My soul is not
because,
for sale, right.
Right. It's like you're telling me, oh, this is what I think is fair. This is what I think you should get. And to me, when they said that Corey had donated money, I mean, I can't tell anybody how to do their money, but maybe the correct thing or maybe another idea would be to have something in the community where it helps them when they get out. I wouldn't donate money to the people who pretty much did me wrong, you know what I'm saying, to do
a
reform.
I would donate
money elsewhere and maybe make something myself. Because
the money
that
million
dollars is going to be gone before you know it. No offense, just saying.
$8 million. They get about $8 point something million a piece. So
it's still isn't enough. I mean, maybe it's me.
I just don't feel like it's a dollar amount.
It's not enough. And I think that someone should have talked to him to get him to understand that, you know, yes, you're the person that went through this. Even if he would have set something up where it was something outside where it helped people who are in jail, whether they found someone who can help look into cases, you know, because
that's what the money does. That's what it does. That's what all of that does. The reform program. It started with Meek Mill, Jay Z, all of them got this stuff started. Mossone, I don't know if you know Mossone the General or whatever, mm-hmm. which he's based in New York. So that's who he's actually working with. So mm-hmm. it ain't going to the actual system. So that's one of the good things he's working with, and you know my son, he fights against the system all the time, you know what I mean. He's done 8 years in jail too, so he knows. So that's who he's under, and you know Corey himself, he couldn't read or anything, you know what I mean.
Wow.
He was illiterate. So they asked him to read his statement. He said, I can't read. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They was like, well, that's your signature. I can sign my name. I was taught that,
mm-hmm.
but mm-hmm. that's about it. I wasn't taught how to read, so you
that
know.
That was terrible.
But
it's sorry.
Crazy. It's
yeah.
crazy.
I'm sorry.
It's
that
crazy.
Was like,
so
at that time,
like I said, pensions should be taken away, and all of that stuff for this stuff. They shouldn't be allowed to have any of that stuff.
At that time,
now, Rachel, with the series, what do you think?
I just started watching it today, and I'm already just so into it. I literally paused it to do the show tonight. But there was a lot of money that Donald Trump at that time put out for some ad
mm-hmm.
that he
a
ran
million dollar
about.
Ad.
A $1 million ad he put out trying to send them boys to death row.
Yep.
Trying to kill them boys.
Yep.
And meanwhile, they're innocent.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, and I you don't hear any tweet from him about that. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Like, all right.
Not at all.
Nobody's even going at him about that. Where is
no.
he? You understand? He had the biggest
mm-hmm.
mouth about it. I mean, on TV and everything. Oh, they deserve the death penalty. They should be going after his old orange ass.
Exactly.
And, you know, what are your feelings on this now, knowing that those kids were innocent? What
right,
is
I
now?
Wonder what I wonder what he has to say now. Yep. Yep.
But when people are not going at him, you know what I'm saying? It's just gonna be like, oh well, and you're gonna keep it moving. That's just like nobody has to pay for wrongfully accusing them, and I'm not talking
mm-hmm.
about monetarily. You know,
yeah.
There's jobs.
Right, but when
jobs
you, but when you think about it, right? When you think about it, to talk about the whole thing, you know, social media and everything that's going on, a lot of people are distraught. A lot of people, you know, they feel a lot of different types of feelings about everything. But my question for you guys is, as we watch it and as we learn more about what took place, you know, we know when a setup is a setup. We know this, you know. We know this already. We see it every day. You see it on social media. You see it in the news. It's nationwide. When there's a setup, it's
mm-hmm.
a setup. These people, to me, had an agenda. They had to. They had to close the case by any means necessary. And when someone knew that they were trying to convict these kids wrongfully, no one said, forgive me. No one said, you know what? This is wrong. I don't want any parts to it. No, what they
That's
wanted was more information. Give me more information. Give me more concrete information. Find me something. Even down to the DNA that was in the sock. Who would have thought? They hid that down to the end too. That only slipped out.
Yep.
That only slipped out when he was saying that this is what he had, you know, he had tested and it had came back that it wasn't a match for any of them. You know, do you think that if he wouldn't have mentioned it, that anybody would have said anything? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they would have put that sock underneath the lug and
wouldn't
have said nothing.
It, there was one female prosecutor that was actually going at that other lady, that the Linda. She was like, listen, you want me to go in there and stand up and prosecute this, and I have no case. It was a she was a, I think she was a federal agent. And
right.
The one
mm-hmm.
with the long hair, not the curly hair one, the one with the long mm-hmm. dark hair. She said, well,
right.
your timing is not matching. It doesn't match up.
Right.
Because if she was killed in one spot, how are they way over here with those people? And she was not killed, but when she was attacked on the whole other side of the park. That physically mm-hmm. is not possible. But again,
uh-huh.
they started getting those cops to fabricate the story. And like I said, for those that are still living, they should be brought up on charge.
Okay, yeah. But Ms. Mobetta, right? Yes, she pointed out that it didn't make sense. But I also remember her still going into the courtroom trying to prosecute them again. I don't remember her. And I'll recheck it, you know, but I'm pretty sure she still went in there and still continued the whole time. Not one time did she say, you know what, this is not right. I don't want any parts of this.
Right.
You're making up all these different stories as you go along to make your case stick. I don't want no parts to end left. She didn't do that.
Oh,
and yes, that would have been a big thing. Because
jobs and pensions. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but,
kidding?
But see, that's the difference
jobs
to me, though.
Pensions.
When you talk about jobs and you talk about someone's life, I don't know. I just disagree. I feel like they did these kids wrong from beginning to end, and not one person is held accountable. I'm just saying.
Yep,
not one person.
That's how black and brown kids are handled. That's how it. Listen, we're talking about a system of laws that wasn't, first of all, built to protect anybody of any minority. The laws was not. They weren't built to protect us. You understand what I'm saying? All you're supposed to do is yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. This is how they see black and brown kids in the United States. And it's been
uh-huh.
like that since the United States, since we've been brought over here on whatever boat. This is how that's been. You understand? So this is history actually exposing itself. It's not, it ain't replaying. It's just exposing itself. It never stopped. It never stopped. Slavery, none of that stuff has never stopped. It was shifted. It shifted over from them being masters to being police officers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I always speak about us educating our own children first. You know
uh-huh.
what I mean? And stuff like that. Like, I got to point stuff out to you to show you how things would work. And you can't say that it won't happen to you. That's what we got to do, because you already see who's in power and what they're doing. That's like them making laws about abortion. How are you making a law that cannot even transfer over to you? You understand? Why are you making this law? Why?
But you know what? We spoke about that too. And you know, I just feel like accountability is needed. Like, yes, you may pay. Yes, I cannot get my life back. Well, let me tell you something. I would not stop rallying. I would not stop spreading the word and educating. I would continue to do that. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, no matter where you move, it's still your story. And I believe that your story can save someone else's life if you continue to tell your testimony over and over and over again. And I feel like a lot of people, because it was so traumatic for, you know, multiple people, that they don't continuously tell the story, because you don't hear nothing
right.
about it. You hear, oh, they went to jail, oh, they got out, this is what they're doing, oh, they got paid. But what else do you hear? I don't hear
nothing.
Anything else.
Nothing.
You know,
right.
And even this was 1989. This is 2019.
Uh-huh.
So, what information have you heard from then until now where it was putting up, like, it was so much, you know, heat on social media, like now. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't know nothing if it wasn't for you mentioning it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow,
mm-hmm.
yeah. That was. I remember to this day when it happened. I remember when it happened. I remember them rallying and fighting with those prosecutors. I remember when it, like it was yesterday. You understand? But, and then to come to find out, it was them. Because you know they allowed the cameras in there at that time. That was the first time or something. So it's like, you know, to see this happen, like, those kids did not do that. Like, are you serious? That's just like, look how many people are being released from prisons now saying that they were wrongfully accused. They did 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah. Yes.
One from right here from Belport was just released.
Mm-hmm.
On a murder
he was.
That he didn't
yep.
miss.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That just happened 2-3 weeks ago. So,
mm-hmm.
and this brothers from Maryland or somewhere down in that area was just released. They did 24 years or something in jail, and they were wrongfully accused. Look at the men in California that they're ready to execute because for a wrongful accused for being wrongfully accused. So that's a big thing they got going on now too, with because Kim Kardashian has this thing going where she's going to trying to get people from prison. But what they're not telling is two black women that are doing that. They're showing her face, but it's two black women that are actually going and getting these people out of jail. It ain't even Kim.
Wow.
So, but
wow.
she has a show. She has a show that she's about to come out with. So it makes her seem like she's in the forefront. So,
mm-hmm.
again, they don't want to give us credit for anything. But, again, DNA, one of the survivors from the guy on death row, the survivor said that it was three white males that did it. Four people were killed at the same time. How could one man do all of that? Come on.
Right.
They're not letting, the judge himself said it. But it's up to the governor to have him, you know, the state of execution. But whoever's on the line, you know, y'all tell a friend to tell a friend that we getting it on over here. The number's 646-716-9789. And we're speaking about the injustices of the penal system, of the,
right.
It just makes me so angry. So it's hard to
clear.
Even get words out sometimes. You know,
just real quick, Ms. Mobetta. The lines are lit up, but guys, Ms. Mobetta gave the phone number. You guys do have to press 1 to be able to go on the air to get your feedback. So, you know, we appreciate you calling in, and the lines are lit up. But it's definitely a hot topic, and you guys have to press that 1 button in order to go on, you know, go online to be able to tell us, you know, your feedback to the topic.
Yes, Ms. Mobetta, sorry. Yes. So, Linda, whoever that is, that Stroyer bitch, she, after having them convicted, she writes 4 books. You write
right.
4 books. So this is the petition that's going on now to have her books removed from shelves, which,
right.
Again, her pension should be taken away. Let's see how you feel when your life is stripped from you.
Hmm.
But, again, that's not happening. They are allowing these law enforcers to get away with harassing people.
Mm-hmm.
You harass them, and then you falsely charge them. They made that a crime, which you only supposed to get a bench warrant. They're killing people. You killed Eric Garner over cigarettes. This guy
mm-hmm.
is still working. The cop who killed him still has a doggone job. You go on a trial to see if he keep his job. He should have been fired first.
Damn.
Y'all seen the evidence. The evidence is there. Y'all, the doc, everybody stated that the chokehold he used was outlawed, but he's still allowed to be a civilian, to be
uh-huh.
a citizen on patrol. Like, come on. When are people going to be fed up?
It says here, I got a couple of things to read. Like I said, the lady Linda, what was her name? Let me see. So Linda Fairstein.
Fairstein,
yeah, says Linda Fairstein has officially resigned from the Board of Trustees at Vassar College. Now, as I was saying, my daughter attends Vassar College, so that's how I know that she is on the Board of Trustees at Vassar College.
Yes.
I'm writing to update the Vassar community. I have just learned from the chair of the Board of Trustees that Linda Fairstein has resigned from the board as of today. This was of the 4th. I am told that Mrs. Fairstein felt that, given the recent widespread debate over her role in the Central Park case, she believed that her continuing as a board member would be harmful to Vassar. So, yeah, she has resigned because she knew that they were going to be investigating her.
Yeah,
and that she would lose her job.
Look, she can resign.
honey, I want that pension. What else you got?
Uh-huh.
I want all of that.
Exactly,
stuff.
Storm.
You
yep.
got to hurt
exactly.
their pockets. You know what? If
uh-huh.
you start hurting
exactly.
people's pockets and you start holding them accountable for the stuff that they're doing, I guarantee uh-huh. you'll see a difference. But when you keep
absolutely.
Smacking them on the hand saying, okay, good dog.
They had a press conference earlier today. There's an activist. There was three activists up today. They had a press conference on ABC today where they are seeking to bring her up on charges. They are seeking
good.
To bring her up on charges because she knew. Now, this again, her defense is, oh, the Netflix made the story look as if it wasn't. So, you know, we want your head. Sorry, we want you.
Uh-huh.
You're disgusting. You're a pig. You're a pig. Uh-huh. You don't deserve to live comfortably when you made somebody's life miserable to where one of them were almost killed, and he was totally innocent. Totally innocent. They were all were. But I'm just saying, you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna fix this so they'd be guilty, so I can look good, so my office can look good.
Ladies, just real fast, we have our first caller. We're just going to bring him on so he can just give his feedback and the topics and just come in.
Hello,
caller.
Ladies.
Welcome. Hello.
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 Who do we have on the line? Who do we have on the line?
Marcel.
Greetings.
Oh,
greetings,
we got
Marcel
in the building.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Marcel.
Now,
welcome.
I have something to say about this movie. All right.
Let's go.
Now,
mm-hmm.
the part I really did not like is the part where his father, Kevin's father,
oh, yes.
wanted him to say he was guilty so he wouldn't go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But if you realize,
or lose his
when
job.
You realize he was talking, the cop was talking to him. He told him. Do they know your background check?
Yep.
So he put his job and his life in front of his son. You understand? Which his son
mm-hmm.
didn't even live his life yet. So on account of that being said, that part right there, it really pissed me off. I
yeah.
think after
me
that
too.
Part, I want
me too, Marcel.
I
yes.
wanted to
yes.
throw a bottle to the screen on that part.
Me too.
I
me too.
Really did.
I'm
yeah,
ready
definitely.
To punch
the screen,
like.
And you know, when he first was talking, he was teaching him about life. So how could you a hypocrite? So how you teach him about life,
yeah.
and then you want him to lie to sacrifice your life, and that's your son?
That's a fact.
How do you
that's
explain
a fact.
Something like that?
Yep.
That's a fact.
Uh-uh.
That's a fact. And you see his son didn't want to mess with him when he got out either. He's like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that part made me more angry than anything, I think. So it's like,
yeah.
how do you worried about your job? You can get another job just because you didn't disclose to these people that you're a felon. The most they could have did was fire you. You go find you another job. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So like, come on. And then you get mad at your son. Your son like, no, I didn't do that. Like, you're supposed to ride with yours.
Yeah,
knowing that he was innocent, you gonna force them to be guilty because you scared of what they gonna tell your job. That's a
uh-huh.
he was a dirtbag, man.
Dirtbag. That kicked me off.
I also think Corey Mother played a bad part when she left him in there.
Yeah, she was different.
Okay.
Yeah, she was real extra.
She was. How you gonna leave your son stranded like that? No.
Yeah, she really did. Again, folks,
yeah.
we apologize if we're being a spoiler for anything, but I'm sure everybody's been watching
the
news. It's all over everything. It's everywhere. Everybody's talking about that. The whole conversation is about that. Everybody's household conversation right now is about when they see us. You know, because again, there's a lot of people out here with young black men or raising young black men, and this could be you. So we want to do something to, like, stop that. We got to change the narrative here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sad.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, it's like I said, it's sad. And they better start throwing around charges to whoever's still living. You understand? Because it's too many, now it's too many people that are being wrongfully accused and spending years and years. That's like the movie Life with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy, when at the end when that new superintendent came in, he's like, at least Mississippi got 40 years of cheap labor out the deal. And Martin was like, this motherfucking mofo, you done took our lives, like, you know, and that's crazy. But we need one of them to step up and, like, listen, y'all, like Storm was saying before, nobody stepped in and said, nah, we're not getting ready to do that. I'm going to call IA. And it's even that young black cop in the beginning, too. Like, you're not going to say nothing to help these kids? You look, you're seeing what they're doing.
Just close
but every, again,
just
everybody
around.
Worried about their job, worried about their pension. Soul was done.
Yep.
You just sold
your
soul.
I think my son had a good point, too, because if you don't care enough about your kid and you don't believe your kid, why would we believe your kid? Why would we respect you when here you are, if you telling your kids, say you did it, say you did it. Just say whatever. He said, say whatever they want you to do. Say it. So my thing is, my own protector, you know, is telling me to take the rap pretty much. And then next thing you know, but you know the other thing that I was a little confused with it is when all of the boys sat together in the cell, right, in the holding cell, and they all communicated to each other, like saying, oh, I'm sorry, are you this person, are you that person? I wished that the youth then would have enough sense to, when they go into the courtroom, finally, they should have said, they made me say it. I didn't do that. I feel like
they tried. Corey,
no, like when they're on the stand, I feel like that would have been no. But you know what? Corey tried, but he also had a hidden secret, you know, and that he didn't want to answer the question that they asked him. And I feel like that kind of like tainted him a little bit because he got so upset and refused to answer any other questions. Where I know from the beginning to the end. As people are asking you, I'm sorry, but all those reporters that were there, every time they would have seen my face, I would have said, I'm innocent, I didn't do nothing, the police did it, the police is playing, you know. I would have said something.
Well,
they
listen,
always say, oh, be quiet, don't say nothing. Yeah, but reality is you see a closed mouth, what happened, right?
All right.
13 years
listen,
later?
No, the thing about that is you're dealing in two different times. We know what we do nowadays. But back then, that's what they did. You had a lot of people that depended on welfare and all kinds of stuff that they held over black people's heads. You understand what I'm saying? So that, and number two, they interviewed those kids without proper representation. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So that's how they got over with that because y'all interviewing these kids, y'all wrote out the statements. The kids, all they did was sign their name because they were telling them, oh, you sign this and we'll let you go home. They don't even know what those papers say. None of them do.
Right.
None of them do. And that's why I said all of those police officers need to be charged. The prosecutor, everybody. The jury, go after their monkey asses too.
Yep.
I mean, none of them are exempt from what happened. I'm sorry. None of them are exempt. You know,
what
because
made,
here y'all stripped those people.
What made them, I didn't watch the whole thing yet. What made them overturn and release the boys out of jail? Who got them out?
A confession from the original perpetrator.
Oh, okay.
He came forward, and not only that, he's committed murder and rape of a couple women while he was free. The DNA in the sock matched his DNA. Everything,
okay.
the stuff she got from under her fingernails, they got from under her fingernails, matched all his DNA, pointed to her. He explained to them exactly what happened. And after they got that, she still tried to make them guilty.
But didn't he, because she was saying that everybody played a part in it or whatever because they were hitting or whatever, they were attack other people. But if I'm not mistaken, didn't that same person, wasn't he in jail for a long time with them? Because I remember the one kid that he confessed to doing
the little
it, that
short,
was the one
the little
kid,
short guy.
Right, but his member, him and Corey had gotten into a fight over the volume for the TV, remember?
Over the TV, right.
Yes.
Yep.
So
he was locked up.
So he knew, so the guy knew who Corey was, but Corey didn't know who he was.
Didn't know who he was, yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. He's the one that did it.
So it's crazy. It's crazy how the whole thing played out, you know, and again, it's sad that they lost their lives. You understand? Because we were already fighting a battle over here in this country. We're already fighting a battle. And then to be faced with something like that, first of all, Corey wasn't that, he was kind of illiterate. He couldn't hardly read. Then he was left to fend for himself. You know what I'm saying? And number three, he went down there just to support his friend, and they made him a victim. You understand? The rest of their names they had on the list. They didn't even have his name on the list. One of the officers said something, and they said, whatever. You know what I mean? And still did it. Like, it just, and you look at people and wonder why there's no more respect for law enforcement. You wonder why the respect.
So let me ask you.
Because they don't give
it. How did y'all feel about Raymond's father, the way he treated him with his stepmother?
Oh, that right there was crazy, because the father should have intervened. The father should have checked the situation, and he didn't do enough.
But what did he do in a situation like that? You got your son that was falsely accused, and you got this wife, and you know the wife is doing stuff to be funny. But like you said, they took vows. So how do you deal with a situation like that?
I'm sorry, but
look,
Miss Robetta is saying that she didn't take vows, meaning she's not married, is what she's saying. But from a married person, you know, I come with a total package with my kids. You know, you take me, you take my kids. That's how that package works. It's not no, oh, you take me, and then 5 years later, you don't want my kids. My kids are my kids. They were there before you. They're going to be there when you're gone. Now, this situation was so unique, I feel, because everybody knew that he wasn't, you know, let me rephrase that. At the time, they still thought he was guilty because they didn't believe him. But you're
right.
Not going to bring me home to mistreat me when you know I have no place to go. The father didn't have a backbone. The father did not have a backbone. He went with the okey-doke. He saw how them kids was running around, raising havoc all over his household, and the wife was sitting there running her mouth, talking junk to the son. We wouldn't have that. Being a parent, I would have had one, either put my kid in a safe haven place where I had to maybe take him from there and get him an own little studio apartment or something like that, away from all the havoc, because that's traumatizing. You're traumatized because they already convicted you of a crime. Now you come home and you still have to live your life as if you still did it. And now you come home to a place where you come home and you can't even go in the kitchen and make a bowl of food. You know, that doesn't make sense. You know, so
that
to me,
crazy.
Me personally, you take me, you take my kids, we're a complete package. I will get my kids a separate place to live so that my kid can have a home and that he can have a chance to live his life and not feel like he's guilty
peacefully
in my own household. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
No, I want him to live in peace. He already went through a traumatic experience.
Because not for nothing, that was his house before she came along. You understand?
Exactly.
It was him and his son. It's not like they got married and moved there. His son was there first. And see, the father, he really didn't want to be involved either because, I got to work. I can't be here. And then when the father left, that's when they took advantage of the son. You understand?
Yes, they did.
So the parents, they didn't really put in a lot, you know, not all of them, but a couple of them didn't. So when his abuela was there, they sent her out the room. So, you know, it's crazy. He should have checked his wife, like, listen, my son is going to be here. You're not going to be nasty to him. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure he respects you or whatever, but you're not going to be nasty. Like, and especially, too, knowing that your son was innocent. He knew his son didn't do it, but he just didn't have the time. He's very selfish, his father was.
Mm-hmm.
And education 101, when from parenting to grandparents to whoever you are. If your language barrier is different, you're not supposed to leave it. You have to know your rights. You have to know that you can't leave that kid in there by themselves. And they took advantage
yep.
and thought, oh, I got to go back to work. As
soon as
total, went back to
they
work,
took total
they got
advantage.
Spoke to the lady in Spanish, and then next thing you know, they had her walk out, and then boom, there you go.
Yeah, because she didn't know what was going on.
She
you know what I mean?
She
like, oh my God, like, oh,
in her face. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could see that, but just to again watch the entire situation unfold like it did and play out like it did is a travesty. It's a travesty.
I can't wait.
And
I can't
again,
wait to
they
finish
should be
watching.
Brought up on charges.
I'm gonna finish watching
who
it tonight.
Somebody didn't finish. You didn't finish watching the whole thing yet.
I didn't finish watching the whole thing yet. I only just
oh.
started watching it. Yeah, today. So I'm only on like episode two, S1E2, part two. Yeah.
You still gotta watch it. Sorry if we blowing up stuff, but
no, I like
you,
to know the story.
You,
before, I like to look. I like to know all about the movie before I watch it anyway. So I'm glad.
So you don't want to ask all these questions. But
yes,
I want to switch. I want to switch subjects real quick while we got a little bit of time. We got a couple minutes. What do y'all think about all of these babies popping up deceased and dead at the hands of these women's boyfriends? It's been like three
oh
different
my.
Instances.
Okay, Miss
where
Bombette, I thought you said babies. I'm sorry. You said babies.
Huh?
You said babies, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep, three.
I've been
three,
seeing
all
that
these,
all
look,
day.
You seen it, right? Right, Marcel? Like,
mm-hmm.
What the heck is the problem? Look, I understand people got to work, you understand, and stuff like that. Now, I if this man, I don't know, people are not doing background checks and stuff on these people that they're dealing with, or it sounds like desperation to me because, I mean, you leaving your little girl, and one of the situations, the kids were taken from the mother and the state gave them back. The kids were just taken from them in October. Then, she got him back, and the little girl, they found her dead.
Which one was that, the three-year-old one?
That was the four-year-old, Malaya.
Oh, four-year-old. Okay, yeah.
And then I saw the three-year-old today. I've seen that one today at the hands of the boyfriend. So, I mean, my
well,
thing
I'll,
is.
I'll try.
Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
Before it gets a little busy, I'll chime in. You know, I think that you said background checks and made me think of this caller that used to call in all the time, Shelly. Made me think of her because Shelly's thing was you always have to do a background check on people. You know, so definitely shout out to you, Shelly, because I did think of you when that was just mentioned. But
yes.
My thing is I'd like to say that I think that it's, no, you're not doing the background check. But I also believe that they're not getting to know the people first. You know, back when I was growing up and, you know, we're all around the same age, you know, you didn't have your mom bringing every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the house. You know, your mom or dad, whoever was with somebody, you never really knew until it was something serious or until it was time for the person, you know, to get to know the kids. And I think that's part of the problem. They're not getting to know these people. And they're not spending time around them because in this day and age, you can pick up someone's response to your kids if you pay attention, how they're being around them. Because there's always those red flags, whether their frustration tolerance is different, you know, or whether their parenting is different, where for them, they're used to hitting, you know, or forgive me when I say it, I don't want to offend anybody, but if you're dealing with a man or a woman who's not in their kid's life and they don't play a major part in their kid's life, why would you want them in your kid's life?
Exactly.
That's a fact.
If you can't take care of your own home, how are you going to come in my life and try and help me with mine when you're not taking care of your own? To me, I feel like those are all red flags.
I'm on
the phone.
That's
it
up
to
her.
That's
it up to her. That is a major, major, the super fact right there. That's the most important thing. Because what could you do for mine that you ain't even doing for yours? The devil is a lie.
So that's my feedback on
that,
you know.
So true. That is so true. That's yeah. And it's you know, and then you got these women that are just so desperate to say that you got a man that, like you said, now you didn't even take time to fight, because what happens is y'all hook up, y'all start humping, then the dude probably moving, probably ain't got nothing. So he finding the opportunity, I'm a moving, and you don't know nothing about this man. Half of them don't even be knowing the names of their man. Like, all you know is his street name. For real.
You don't know last name, or their trailer park name.
Mm-hmm.
You're
for
right,
real,
though.
And you talk about you got to work and all kinds of stuff like that. I understand that. But if you got a job, you going to make sure you have that babysitting lined up. Like you said, that's not taking care of, and that is jumping at the opportunity to watch yours. You better watch him.
Exactly. You better watch him, because if I don't hear you saying, oh, yeah, you know, I want to go spend time with the kids, or maybe a day at the park, or, you know, maybe you and the baby mother, or you and the baby father, you know, right. If I don't hear that, then to me, that's a red flag to me.
Red flag.
You can't take care of your own, you know.
That's true.
Which to me, that's a big red flag right there. You can't, and I feel like these parents, mothers, and fathers have to stop bringing these kids around these people prematurely, you know, without even you getting to know them. It's like we don't date no more. Like, they don't do that no more. I mean, I know it's 2019, but they don't date. They don't get to know people on the outside of the house, you know.
No,
they don't do that no more.
Ideas of date now is a late night in a motel. Booty calls is a new date.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
we in trouble.
Yeah, it's always a strip club. That's a new date.
But you know what, though?
You have more women in a women's strip club now than men. And that's a fact.
But you know what? I'm gonna point out something to you guys, and I know you guys know it. But this generation right here, forgive me when I say it. They live on impulsivity, you know, like they act on their impulses.
They act on their
That first instinct first is what they're acting on. They're not acting on nothing else. Because even the code of, oh, I dated him. Well, guess what? I'm gonna date him now. You know, it's like they don't care. So it's they acting on different instincts. Where when you got this generation here, who don't really have a good amount of respect for themselves, now they're making babies. And with them making babies, it's multiple babies and multiple babies. So now you got a whole Brady Bunch crew, and now you probably got like four different baby daddies at this point. And now, who do you know? You know the new person you just met, who, let's just say, they got one or two kids, but they came to you with a sob story. My baby mother, my baby father won't let me see my kids. And you fell for it. Honey, if they don't let you see your kids, I want to know why. One, I want to see some type of initiation that you're doing. You have to initiate trying to get custody or get visitation.
Right.
Or what's your story? You know, like, to me, I believe that nowadays we have to do a thorough background check. And for us who are raising young women, we have to make sure that we educate them on exactly what to look for. Those red flags that we know as adults, we need to educate our kids on those red flags. You know, we have
that's
to explain to them that red flag that you might see, honey, you better act on it. You better run fast. Run as fast as you can. When you
don't look back.
Out of there and take your babies and get away from that ignorant thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, like you said, go out and have a sit down and start finding each other out. You know what I'm saying? You take it'll take you like 5, 6, 7 dates before or months, before you even meet the kid. You're gonna get 6 months before you even can meet these kids. So, you know, because at that point you should pretty much know who a person is after 6 months. You know, because if that's the case, if you don't feel like you're growing, you don't need to be with them anyway. So, and then now they're coming up with all kinds of excuses. Oh, they had to work and all kinds of stuff. Like, listen, who was taking care of them before he even came in the picture? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you just can't. You can't trust your kids around anybody. I'm sorry, little girls or boys.
Look at
how many priests they done let go from the diocese. About 50 of them from molestation.
And that's crazy.
That's crazy.
And,
that's
you know,
crazy.
People got to realize, I'm telling, see, to me, I feel like we always try to figure out a different way to deal with people. But in all reality, all the signs are always right there in our faces.
Yes.
And it's just
yes.
we don't
yes.
take heed to it. It's like people are
Yo,
blinded
people,
by the conversation, the love,
yeah.
the sex, whatever mm. you may say. They're blinded by all of that to the point where they mm-hmm. can't see the reality of it is, you might want to run, you know. I remember seeing a couple months ago there was a lady who started dating this guy. She had like 3-4 kids. She asked a woman into the house. Do you know if you can kill the whole family, including her?
The whole family. Mm. Wow. Wow.
The whole entire family.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
The whole family? Come on, that's crazy.
But like you said, people be having those red flags, but they won't allow it to resonate in their lives. They
exactly.
They get stigmatized and all kinds of stuff, and then and it be like, oh nah, he be alright. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
I couldn't
go on through something. Start making excuse after excuse. Like, you know,
I couldn't say
it. As to why
say
you
that.
Yeah.
And do you think that that goes back to self love? Do you think that that plays back?
Oh,
that plays a factor with that?
Absolutely, that self esteem is a mug.
Yeah,
that self esteem is serious. That is depression and then low self esteem, right on top of each other.
Yes.
Right on top of each other. So when you feel like, oh God, I finally got a man. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, I got a man. You don't know this man. He ain't even a man. He's a demon. He's a demon. And just because now, and see, this goes back to, again, social media. Because you want a story for social media like everybody else has. You know what I mean? So you're like, oh, me and my man, or me and my girl, whatever the situation is. Everything has to be approved by social media nowadays. So that's where... Now you want people to, you want likes now. Everybody's doing this for the likeness of likes. You know, you're looking for somebody else's approval now. So that's why a lot of stuff is done now because everybody wants to be on the top of social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sad day. It's a sad day. We have to say, we got to watch as well as pray. You know what I mean? And keep that faith because we already know faith without works is dead. So, that means
exactly.
We gotta work, watch, pray. We gotta work, watch, pray. So, especially when it comes to your kids, keep your eye on your baby.
Mm-hmm. Mama's baby.
Keep that third eye on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Eyes in the back of my head. I used
with
to
all this technology, like cameras and stuff, you can set cameras up.
Exactly.
You got kids. You got that. Everybody that got a phone can have a camera. Set up to their phone where it comes right to your phone when you got, especially when you have young children. You set that camera up.
True.
Come on now. If you could be out turning up, you could afford that little bit of service to get that camera rolling
exactly.
for your children.
Yep.
So, but we definitely got to keep an eye on our children. I always think of that, you know, because you can't say what won't happen to yours. You know, pay attention.
That's right.
Like, here go your thing. Pay attention to the red flags. That's Ray Queen.
Yep.
Ain't that the truth?
Yep.
That's
red flags. Yes. Yeah, speaking
yep.
of red flags, we have come to the time in our show where time is of the essence. We have 3 minutes left. So we must exit out. We should go around table and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. Marcel, do you have a final thought on tonight's show? Marcel, are you still there?
Marcel bounced on us.
Okay, I'll go. Okay.
Is that right? Well, thank you for joining us, Marcel. We appreciate it. We appreciate definitely the male feedback on it. I truly enjoyed the show, of course, every Wednesday night. I look forward to it. And I think that we touched on a lot of different things tonight, and I think that our education and keeping everyone educated, aware about it, and our awareness about it makes a big difference. So I definitely want to shout out to you, Divas, on just us having a great show. You know,
yeah.
You gotta, y'all listening in, so I know y'all sharing that link. But press that one button and, you know, chime in and give us some feedback on a topic. You know, if you're a little nervous, it's okay. You could be, this is a show, you could be whoever you want to be. If you don't want to be
absolutely
your government, you could be somebody else. It's up to you. But I definitely shout out you guys, and I just think it's wonderful that we're able to come together. And I want to actually give a shout out to Unity Baptist Church. They're having a chicken dinner on Saturday for anyone that's looking to come down and buy a chicken dinner. We'll be at Unity Baptist Church this Saturday. I think the dinners are like $13 or $14, something like that. But trust me, it's worth it. Every year we pack those trays and we get so much food, snacks, name it, we do it, you know. So definitely in honor of our late pastor, you know, we continuously still do the same thing, our chicken dinners, our fish dinners, you name it, we do it. So we'll be there this Saturday. And then I also wanted to just mention the 70s party that one of my friends are having. If anyone's looking to take part in that, it's a 70s party for all the 70s babies, you know, 80s, 90s, long as you come in peace, that's all that matters. Those tickets you got one, girl. I know you got one. You got something to wear. I know you got one. I seen that afro you had on. You got an afro, girl.
You know
I
do.
So, yeah, so it's actually on the 22nd, June 22nd. Tickets are $35. It's food, refreshments, awards for best dress. There will be entertainment, and I think it's from like 8 to 12 or something like that. But you definitely come.
Is this?
This is in Amityville. It's at the Amityville Lodge, 14 Avon Place, Amityville, New York. I do have tickets. If anyone's interested, let me know. You know, this way we can, you know, help pack the area as much as possible. One thing about GQ Palace, you know, we support everybody, you know, good, bad, and indifferent. You know, we definitely look out. We definitely help promote whatever it is that you have going on. So, you know, we're helping promote, you know, this event. No, GQ Palace does not get any proceeds for this event. We just throwing it out there. This is a friend of a friend, and we're just looking to help promote it for that person. And if you're looking for tickets, you can reach me, you can reach any other divas. They'll get in contact with me, however you want to work it. That's perfectly fine. But that is for the 22nd, from 8 to 12. Ticket $35. If you want to support, definitely support. Put your best outfit on and come on down and have a good time.
Hello?
Well, all righty then. Yes.
All right.
I'm gonna.
It's on you. So what
say,
you gonna do, then?
Yeah. I'm gonna say. First and foremost, y'all already know I'm gonna give it up to God first because there is without Him I don't exist. So I gotta give my praise up to God. And to our CEO and our executive, Rich Money and Miss Lavina. I love y'all. GQ Palace, the whole family, my sister Diva, Miss Mo and Storm. Love y'all. All of our callers.
Oh, and I love
it. And fans, just continue to support us. Call in every week. And, you know, we're going to have more shows up and coming in the future. And I'm passing on the mic.
All right. So I guess that's my turn. D-I-V-A. Thank y'all for chopping it up with Mo, Stormy, Ray. Y'all catch us.
Oh, get it. Okay.
Yeah. That's what we do, Divas. Divas. Yes, indeed.
I like that.
Again, we like to thank our callers and listeners to the show. Without y'all, there would be no us. So we appreciate y'all support and hope for your continued support. Tell a friend to tell a friend to dial 646-716-9789 on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I failed to give everybody a birthday shout-out. Y'all know this is my birthday month, and normally I am celebrating the entire month, but I'm going to be good.
The entire
I'm going to be good,
month.
But June,
June 25th is my birthday. It's always up. I'm just giving y'all a warning. I mean, I had to
let us know.
So shout out to everybody who's celebrating a birthday. Now it's in Gemini season, so happy birthday to you, Gemini. Celebrate responsibly. As far as tonight's topics, they need to charge everybody who had their hand in convicting those young boys in the Central Park Five. When they see us, they should charge us. Anybody that's alive should be charged. Take those pensions, because that's where you hit them. That's where you hit them the hardest, is in their pockets. You strip them of that pension and watch them commit suicide. Anyway, you know, it's a sad situation.
That's a fact.
Yep. Let's keep an eye on our children. You know what I mean? If you're dating somebody, get the time to know them. You know, find out who they are and where they come from or whatever, you know, before allowing them to be under your children. Your children are precious. They are gems. So, you know, if you got things going on, you have to make some type of arrangements to make sure they're safe. So, you know, find out who people are before you start letting. Your home is supposed to be your sanctuary out from the world. Everything outside that door is supposed to be left at the door when you get home. So, you know, protect your babies as much as you can. So if you don't got no babysitter like that, you're going to have to call in. So, but again, well, I just we appreciate y'all over here at GQ Palace. And again, if you have anything you'd like for us to discuss, any topics, or if you have Diva Mail, we do Diva Mail. Just send it to GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And those are all lowercase letters. So, or you can hit myself up on Instagram, Mo_Better, BETTA. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Snapchat. So, yeah, I got something. Just hit us up. Ray Queen is on Facebook and Instagram. Storm and Lavina on Instagram and Facebook as well. So y'all just hit us up. And again, we appreciate y'all. And hopefully we'll catch y'all next week. I'm chucking up the deuces.
Ow. Yeah. Great show, ladies.
Thank you.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah, I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. They wanna talk down on me, they wanna judge you. You don't know my pain, and I don't know your pain. Don't judge a book by its cover, them pages ain't the same. Everybody go through hardships and hard times in life. It's a lot I did wrong that I gotta sacrifice. I done been on my own time, I done been on my own grind. I done walked through a lot of rain, now I'm hoping for sunshine. Everybody talking down on me, they said I wouldn't make it. I done hit a million views, see the look up on their faces. Through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I
2008, I'd never get that phone call. My little brother, love man, he hit my line and said, bro, mama gone. I stood still, cried for a second, then my girl asked me what's wrong. I told her and she gave me a hug and said, baby, be strong. I'd have been lied on, talked about by the same people I'd die for. If I had to, I'd go to court, get on stand, tell the lie for. It'd be the ones you'll get your last, be the first one, stab you in the back. The same ones you helped when they was down, if the tables turned, that's it back and laugh. But that just made me smarter, wiser, and a better man. And even though it hurt, I know it's all a part God plans. So watch who you call friends and your so-called niggas, cause the one you'll take the bullet for sometimes behind the trigger.
I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walked up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah, I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I done walked up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah, I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I done walked up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah.